This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information. Lately, there have been calls to shrink the size of the legislature in Albany County, which is the largest county legislature in the state with 39 representatives. Now, Jordan Carlio Evangelist reports in the Albany Times-Union that one state representative is proposing further downsizing. Assemblyman Phil Steck, Democrat from Colony, would also like to eliminate the county executive position. Quote, "The idea that you have to have a completely separate legislature and executive was developed for much larger units of government, like the state and federal government, and I'm not sure how well it's working in Albany County," unquote, Steck said. Quote, "The question is, how are we going to get in the point in, to the point in Albany County when the county legislature and the executive work in tandem? At least in my time, that has not occurred. And I will say this, a lot has to do with personalities," unquote. Legislators are currently considering cutting the body to 29 seats. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather outlook for Saturday, January 3rd. A storm system will bring a period of snow beginning Saturday afternoon, turning to rain later that night with a wintry mix in between. Warm temperatures Sunday, December 4th may cause minor flooding, then temperatures plummet again Sunday evening. Arthur Cassano is reporting in the Register Star that the Hudson Fire Department has a new chief, James Buddy Skemmerhorn, was sworn into office by City Clerk Tracy Delaney at City Hall Thursday, January 1st. Skemmerhorn is a 46-year-old lifelong Hudson resident and a 1986 graduate of Hudson High School. He began his firefighting career in 1982 in the Hudson Explorer Post, a junior firefighter program. Skemmerhorn became an active member of the department in 1986 and advanced through the ranks. He said Hudson's department is progressive and up to date on the latest firefighting techniques and technology, and he intends to keep the department moving forward. Read the full story in the Register Star. This is Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC.